As the ceasefire took effect at 8 a.m. local time, there was little evidence on Beirut's streets that something significant was happening. Following the World Cup final last month, Beirut's streets were gridlocked with cars wildly tooting horns in celebration. Monday, on Hamra Street, a shopping and banking hub, traffic was modest for rush hour, and motorists were not nearly as enthusiastic as they were when Italy beat France in the football final. Firas is a 26-year-old banker who is not confident the ceasefire will hold.
For a short term, it will stick because it has all the right ingredients, but on the long term, I don't think so.
About 1,000 internally displaced people from South Lebanon and the nearby Shiite southern suburbs of Beirut have been camping in the open air for a month at Beirut's Sanaya Park. Living conditions at the park have been austere, with many families not even having a tent to protect them from the intense summer sun. By midday, about 500 people had packed up and started to leave. Some were more hopeful than others that the conflict is really over. Hussein had just finished packing his few possessions and family into his car, and the engine was running as they prepared to head for the southern suburb of Shia. He says he wants the conflict to be resolved. Otherwise, the campaign should continue until there is a conclusion. This man says he is concerned because there are no assurances from Israel that the war is really over. He says the only way to prevent the war from continuing is if the international force arrives. The roads to South Lebanon were jammed with cars as people headed home to see what was left of their houses and villages. The UN humanitarian coordinator in Lebanon, David Shearer, warned people to use caution because of unexploded bombs on southern roads.
It has been estimated that around about 10% of shells that were fired from Israel into the south of Lebanon may not have gone off. And this is obviously going to be extremely dangerous. In addition to that, we've had confirmed reports now of cluster munitions being used, particularly around Nabatea, and they are scattered all over the road.
In the southern Beirut suburb of Dahiye, which was repeatedly targeted by Israeli bombs during the 32-day-long conflict, people were beginning to return to assess the damage. A bulldozer was clearing the rubble of one damaged building, while nearby men were sifting through the crumbled concrete, wires, and debris that were the remains of another building. From the dusty mess, they salvaged what they could: books, videotapes, cassettes. This woman was trying to enter a particularly damaged area to see if her home was still standing. She says despite the devastation, she is very happy today because the war is over and she says Hezbollah has won. The Lebanese government has yet to work out how it will implement the UN resolution calling for the ceasefire and deployment of both Lebanese and international troops in southern Lebanon. A cabinet meeting scheduled for Sunday was postponed, triggering concern the government is divided on issues involving deploying the Lebanese army and disarming Hezbollah. The State Department-designated terrorist group sparked the month-long violence by capturing two Israeli soldiers and firing rockets into the Jewish state from southern Lebanon. Mohammed Shatta is the senior advisor to Lebanese Prime Minister Fuad Sinyora. He downplayed the concerns, saying different views over Hezbollah's weapons is not new.
There's no national crisis. There are differences on how to approach this.
Shatta says he thinks these differences can be resolved. He added that the Lebanese government wants the UN resolution to work.
The period between the onset of cessation of hostilities and a more stable situation with Israel withdrawn and Lebanese army deployed, those days or week or I don't know how long, it's a very unstable, precarious situation.
But Shatta stressed that the basic understanding with the Lebanese government is that there will be one armed authority in the country, and that will be the Lebanese army. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Beirut.